death row record. In a trial that may be unprecedented anywhere in the world, an Egyptian military court recently returned 528 death sentences to many supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood. In what is seen as the latest attempt to destroy the group, the military government held the mass trial over 2 days in the city of Minya. Amnesty International's Mideast and North Africa Deputy Director, Hasiba Hajj Sarawi, in a report issued earlier in the week, called it the largest single batch of simultaneous death sentences seen in recent years. Sarawi said the Egyptian death sentences issued in 1 day surpassed what some countries have rendered in a year. The military government's war against the Brotherhood, which began with the removal, arrest, and prosecution of President Mohamed Morsi, has now reached down into its membership. The group, once led by Morsi, has deep roots in Egyptian society. It was founded in 1928 by an elementary school teacher, Hassan El-Banna, who called for a non-political religious organization to cleanse Egyptian society by a return to Islamic principles. The group opposed the introduction of foreign European influences in Egyptian society. The Brotherhood may have begun as a non-political group, but it has faced decades of political repression from various governments, from Anwar Sadat to Hosni Mubarak. Today, under the military government, we see a quasi-military operation against them, using the judiciary as a tool, or better, a weapon, to destroy them. Mubarak may no longer be in power, but his anti-Brotherhood program continues. Hundreds of death sentences and a complete ban against the group that has existed longer than Egypt's government has been independent. It seems to me the war ain't over. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.